Alice was eager to escape the cottage. Arnon had been in a dark mood since his return. The men had been away raiding for weeks, yet they had come home empty-handed. There was little to find along the eastern shore, which had been ravaged by torrential rain and storms throughout the summer and into autumn. Ruined crops lay abandoned in fields, children died of hunger. Merciless plagues came to steal their parents and grandparents away. There was little to find, yet the men of Ullaberg still had to try, for they had their own families to feed over winter, and few stores left with which to do it. Alice turned away from the tiny coastal village, towards the sea, where the sun was struggling up over the vast horizon. It was a bitterly cold morning, and the sky was a grey reminder of the suffocating gloom winter would soon bring. Her two children were playing behind her. She could hear them laughing, teasing each other, and her spirits lifted as she walked. They sounded happy, silly, and she almost smiled.
"You look terrible."
Alice froze, suddenly aware of how cold the sand was beneath her bare feet, how brisk the wind as it battered her bruised face, sweeping her long wheat-coloured hair behind her like a galloping horse's mane. She swallowed, looking around, checking the children.
"He will kill you one day, Alice. I truly think he will."
Stina Arnborg was a good friend, a loyal friend, some 10 years older than Alice. Widowed young and childless, there had always been a sadness about her that Alice was drawn to. She supposed it was like looking in a mirror. Alice sighed. It was hard to hide the truth when that truth was all over her face. And turning back, she braved her friend's concerned eyes.
"It's not so bad."
She looked past Stina, out to sea, listening to the comforting whoosh of waves rushing the shore.
"There's nothing I can do. Not yet."
It was a lie, but Alice needed to keep her secrets hidden for the children's sake.
"The raid was not a success. Again. And soon winter will come. Soon it will get harder to leave. And then..."
Alice didn't want to think about winter. She would be gone by winter. She had to be. Nodding, smiling, she grabbed Stina's gloved hand, squeezing it with a grin, trying to pretend she wasn't covered in bruises, trying to imagine she was as she wanted to be, free, safe, happy, loved.
"Let's not worry about it now. That wind feels like an ice giant coming to crush us, but I think we can still enjoy our walk, don't you? Without worrying about winter and what may happen. And especially without worrying about Arnon. I don't want to think about him."
Alice dragged Stina along, spinning around to see what had happened to Magnus and Lotta.
"Don't get too far behind," she called, seeing that Magnus was leading his younger sister on an expedition over the steep sand dunes that bordered the tiny village.
They'd grown apart lately, Magnus not wanting his little sister's company as much, so it warmed Alice's heart to see him gripping Lotta's hand, pulling her after him. Turning back around, she froze, shivers racing up her body like streaks of lightning. Stina, still gripping her hand, could feel it.
"What is it?"
They were just about to round the headland where the beach would turn into a series of sheltered coves where the Ullaberg men kept their ships and fishing boats.
"Alice?"
"Run!" Alice screamed, turning, charging towards her children.
"Magnus! Magnus! Take Lotta and hide! Run! Run!"
She spun back to Stina, who was looking after her in surprise.
"Raiders!"